Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I'd like to welcome our special guest on for the evening, Mr. Larry Grover. Larry's been with us before, longtime chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, now getting into the magazine publishing business. It's more of a resource book, Larry, that you were telling me about, and we will discuss that with you, along with your partner, Bob Hansen, I know. And thanks for joining us tonight, Larry.
Well, Phil, it's good to be with you. I'm doing a little bit of work here tonight, but very happy to be with you.
Tell me about, you've worked in a print shop for, I know, a long time. Did you get the idea for starting a magazine, just being around so many things being published?
Well, actually, Phil, I had the idea in my head for a long time, but I wanted to make sure that this idea would be embraced, I think, by the public. And I think people can use this as a great resource. You mentioned Bob Hansen. The idea germinated really with Bob, and I immediately jumped on board because I could tell it was a great idea. We were thinking, and Bob was telling me, that the engagement of Tom Cruise, the actor, to this lady, Katie Holmes, who's also an actress, is what gave us the idea. There is a 17-year age difference between the two people. A lot of men who are successful have a certain income. They're interested in starting a new family, and I think the public accepts that. And with a 17-year age difference, for instance, when Tom Cruise was 20 years of age, it's interesting to note that Ms. Holmes would have been 3 years of age. So I think what this does is it opens our eyes to the fact that, of course, we aren't talking about anything at all that's inappropriate. What we do know, Mr. Cruise was thinking about a wife, the one who would be with him till his old age, thinking in terms of a generation of children, really, that were in a society at that time. And so we see that successful men who want to marry younger women are really talking about marrying a woman who is still basically an infant when they're starting their careers.
All right, so this magazine, Fresh Crop, is a register of different names, different young women?
Well, what we do is we invite parents from all segments of society to send us a photograph of their daughter. We accept all photographs. We apologize. We don't accept photographs of any girls over the age of five because what we're looking for is that 15-year age difference, at the minimum 15-year age difference. If we choose the photograph of your daughter, we will publish it, and we also put you in a running. We have a trip to Las Vegas that we're offering.
Well, I was going to say, when you say that you have her picture published, this is a girl of five?
These are pictures of young girls of 5 years of age. We also publish information about her different interests. We also...
That's the thing I saw. What kind of interests are we talking about at the age of five? They can't be all that developed.
Well, it gives you an idea. They are young, yes, but does she like to swim? Does she have a pet? That tells you things. You may read that she likes... I'll give an example of a client of ours. And people are anonymous. He liked this one girl, this little girl's picture. She's five, and it said she liked Skittles. And I thought that was cute. He said to me, and he made a very good point, if that child likes Skittles and may have an addiction to sugar, that's an indicator, in some cases, of later alcohol abuse. Isn't that interesting? So what he was saying to me, that's a little bit of a red flag for him. Even a little piece of information like that, a man who's looking at these pictures of these little girls, someday he wants to marry one of them, she likes Skittles. Is she into sugar? And does that mean she has a problem with alcohol?
Well, that's not really fair, is it? I mean...
Well, I don't know how scientific it is, Phil, but I do know that that was something that was important to him.
Now, these are men who are moneyed men. These are men who have incomes. These are actors. These are celebrities.
Well, we're talking about... We really try to narrow it down to successful men so that we can keep out individuals who are... I don't want to use the word... perverted. I just don't want to have to be involved in anything that is that in any way makes it look as if this is inappropriate. And he said to me, I don't care how good looking she is, who needs an alcoholic? When he was looking at this little girl's picture, and she was really cute.
All right, to this magazine, for this magazine for older men, then, that are looking for a younger wife. Now, these guys that are looking at these pictures, though, how old are they?
We have young men anywhere from the ages of 25 to 30 to 35.
All right, let's say you got a 35-year-old guy, and he's looking at a 5-year-old girl's picture. That means when she's 30, he's 60.
That is correct, and that is an age difference that more and more is being accepted. No, what we do is we publish pictures of these little girls who look like they may grow up to be beautiful, and you can look at what their interests are. If they like coloring, they may be into art. If they enjoy looking at one of the pictures says that she likes to dress her dolls up. That may be an interest in fashion. So this gives you an idea of what kind of a woman, and if you can get a look at the picture and sort of close your eyes and imagine, is she going to, one of the guys said to me, well, I wonder if she's going to grow up to be a piece of tail, I don't know. And I said, well, it's a crapshoot.
A piece of tail.
Well, but you know what I'm saying, Phil. I'm not.
All right, I understand. The book is called, it's a magazine, right? It's a resource.
It's a resource, and you have to subscribe to it.
Called Fresh Crop. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is a book, a magazine that has the pictures of little five-year-old or under. What's the youngest?
Well, the youngest photograph that we'll accept is 10 months. That's when they begin to talk, and that's when you get some idea as to what their interest might be.
And what kind of what are you going to be able to find out about a woman who's a potential wife who's only 10 months old when you're looking at her picture?
Well, you're looking to see what do you like. If it says that she likes to watch, I don't know, Blue's Clues or likes to watch Rugrats, does that give you an idea? Is maybe she'll be a party animal. Maybe she's going to party. Maybe she's someone that you'll enjoy taking out to a club. And so,
let's say a guy is there. How old are the men?
Well, look, Phil, what I like to say to a lot of parents, and when we were talking with people in the malls, for instance, I would say to them, we're talking about a magazine here for not just for any man, but for a man. We're not talking about pedophiles. We're talking about men who want a beautiful young woman. And they'd say, no, I don't want my daughter's picture in that. And I'd say, who wants to marry a 29-year-old Leonardo DiCaprio? Then all of a sudden, guess what? They stop, and they turn around, and they come back. So
a 29-year-old guy is looking at a 10-month-old baby's picture, trying to imagine what that baby will look like when she eventually becomes a woman. And by the time she does become a woman, which is, we're talking 30 years, the guy's 59 years old.
That is correct, but 59, 30, that is not a big age difference. Take a look at it. It's all over the place. This guy Cruz and Katie Holmes, Anthony Quinn, Tony Randall. I mean, men are marrying younger and younger and younger women to the point now where men are really need a specialized kind of matching or matchmaking service that is, first of all, credible, that is going to be confidential, and really makes sense. And the only way you can do that, the only area that's left is for us to get pictures of these 5-year-old girls, and then you can take a look at them and try to say, well,
are men that desperate? I'm not dead, but men want a younger woman that much.
Well, they don't want to date women their own age. They don't want to marry women their own age for a variety of reasons. Phil, I can give you mine. I was married. I'm divorced from my wife, and a great mother and a great woman. But there isn't a day that goes by that I don't thank God she's out of my life. You know, there's a lot of baggage with a woman your own age. There's a lot of baggage, you know. You want something that you can, is fresh and will give you a family and isn't going to give you a lot of, you know, back talk or whatever, however you want to put it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is a magazine called Fresh Crop. Pictures of 5-year-old and younger girls that older men who are moneyed, successful, celebrity, can look at and decide, is this from a little girl's face, they decide which one of these they would like to marry when she gets old enough. Because right now, guys are marrying younger women, and the, like he said, the matchmaking thing is not getting it done. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
My wife would hang on me like a blue-ass baboon in heat, and I couldn't have it, I tell you.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Larry Grover is joining us, and you're working right now in the it's a print center you're working at?
That's correct, Culver Print.
And you're printing just, but you got a magazine that's coming out, and I know that that's an exciting proposition for you. The magazine is called Fresh Crop, and you consider this a step forward in matchmaking, or, we're not talking about dating, though. We're talking about older men looking at pictures of five-year-old girls to decide if they would make good wives.
Yeah, well, Phil, again, let's look at the number of older, successful men who want a younger woman who is, you know, not tired at the end of the day, who is not going to complain if you are, you know, interested in sex, maybe even exotic sex. You get a lot of these older women who have been through the exotic sex thing. And the minute I remember my wife, you know, I would just to give an example, I'd pull out some handcuffs, and she'd give me that look like, oh, again, you know. What we're trying to do is
pulling out handcuffs.
Well, no, but I'm telling you, with Tom Cruise marrying this Katie Holmes, this is a whole new day. Now, Tom Cruise was 20 years old when Katie Holmes was 3 years old. His future wife was only three. He probably would have saved himself a lot of heartache had he been able to identify, there she is right there in that picture, whether she's in a party dress, whether she's wearing a little patent leather shoes and going to her first Holy Communion, I don't know. But if he would have said, that's the one, then there can be reservation, you can reserve, I don't know what you do.
Well, you can't marry off a woman in the United States.
We're not talking about that, but what we are talking about is you can begin the courtship early. What happens is you request to spend time with the little girl. Get to know her. You know, bring her a toy.
And you're going to eventually marry her?
Well, again, we're not talking about anything inappropriate, and I want to be very...
No, I don't think that you are. I'm not even going there.
But that's why this is an exclusive service. And it's for men who've got... men who have money and have success. We have one little girl who caught the eye of a gentleman. He's a financier in New York City. He's 31 years of age. He is already well on his way to a career that I think is going to propel him into the Fortune 500. And he identified in our register a two-year-old girl who he thought, you know, looked pretty. And so we got to know through us. He got to know the parents. He's been over to the house. He's done all kinds of things, changed diapers, given her a bath.
Okay, see, this is where...
I realize it's unusual.
Yeah, but this is where it's... This is a girl he's going to marry someday, and he's changing her diapers.
You know, I'll tell you something, Phil. Not only is he changing her diapers at that age, but, brother, if they get into something really interesting, he may be changing her diapers a year after they get married. So I would...
Okay, look, if you tell me that this isn't...
No, I'm just telling you... I'm just telling you that... I'm sorry that I went there.
Well, you're telling me that your wife, you know, you pulled out the handcuffs and she says, oh, again.
I'm telling you that there are women out there our age, older women, that are, I guess I got to say it, they are boring the living Christ out of me. The living sacrificed Jesus is getting bored clean out of me. And I need something new. Now, I will give an example of... I have identified, and I'm very grateful, her name is Kimberly. She right now is four. But I know... Mr. Hendry, I can hear either an engineer or one of your staff laughing.
Well...
Why?
Why do you think, man? Why do you think?
Well, yeah, let me explain something to you. Love is something that's very difficult to come by. And
I understand that, and I sympathize. But
can I just go about my story? And I went over and she was sick. They gave me a rectal thermometer.
Are you this is the kind of thing, man, that I can't freaking deal with, okay? This is where it goes over the line.
Well, I just
Hey, let me say something.
What, bud?
Let me say something to him.
Who's that?
Hold on. What do you want to say?
Sir?
Yes?
Goo goo gaga. Doo boo doo.
Yeah, what's your name?
Get out of here. Jesus. Psycho bastard. Fresh crop. What a mental case. I screened a call, this one lady.
I think all men are showing his pay. That
says, well, this guy, lady, you know, he believes that, you know, these chicks nowadays are just too old.
I know what he's saying.
Fresh crop. Take a look at the picture. And if you find a woman, if you find a little girl you think you might want to marry someday, go over and give her a bath and change her diaper. Friends, that's wrong. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton's going to join us. Mr. Norton, a telemarketer from Hermosa Beach, California, has just gotten the news that Jessica Simpson's getting divorced from Nick. Well, I forget. How do you pronounce it? Lachey? Is that it, bud?
Yeah. It rhymes with Faye.
Rhymes with Faye. Thank you. Boy, that's pretty cruel, man. That poor kid, I don't blame that kid, man. He wants out of that thing. He wants to get out from under, dude. He's all in a heap. That chick is everywhere. She's the hottest thing going, man. And what is he? He's yesterday's news, man. He's carrying her freaking bags. He used to be in that band, what is it, 94. 94 degrees?
Well, if they get any hotter, then...
Okay, if they get back to on the charts, they'll be back up to 98 degrees again?
Sure.
Ow. So anyway, Mr. Norton is on, and we'll be talking with him about that. Now, our web address is www.philhenryshow.com. That's our website. If you head on over there, you can see all kind of thing. We have, like, for instance, if you go to our homepage, you see we'll have a scrapbook photo of the week. This week, it's a picture of a car wreck in Kuwait sent to us by our U.S. Army listener, Ralph, who lives in Kuwait. Ralph works at one of the local army bases there, and as he drives to work every morning, he takes very scenic photographs of Kuwait, and there's just like a pile of wreckage sitting at the side of the road that nobody's bothered to clean up for 2 years. I figured that the only thing that makes America different from every other country, we generally clean stuff up here. I'm not just saying, in other words, if we decide we no longer want to build the house that we started building, we'll take it apart and use the materials. But like in Mexico or any other country, I don't feel like building it anymore. Okay. And then they leave and it's like half finished. For years it sits there. If, for instance, we total a car, let's say we were smoking with two cans of gasoline in the front seat and the car explodes. And the car is flaming and it sits at the side of the road and now it's just a shell of itself. Generally, within 24 hours, somebody comes along and tows it out of there. Just, there's like a company. It's just it's the general tow company. Just... There's garbage on the road. We just tow it. Yeah, who do you work for? I don't know. We just go. You're in the middle of the night. But not in other countries, see? There'll be a charred vehicle sitting there for months. So you can see that. We also have this week's DVD pick. It's a beauty, baby. I dig this flick. I dig it. A lot of people thought it sucked. I don't care what they think. Wall Street. Michael Douglas won an Academy Award, and our quote of the week from that film is one that we use a lot on the show. What an a-hole. Boy, that's too bad. And that was spoken by Marvin, played by John C. McGinley, who's terrific, and he's in a lot of Oliver Stone movies. He's really great. We also then have our month's character quote, pigeons lie, they lie through their freaking beaks. That was said by General Johnson Jameson. And, of course, our affiliate of the week, our friends at Santa Cruz, California, KSCO, up there where the freaking banana slugs live, or whatever the hell the name of that team is. But the biggest thing, man, is when you get your backstage pass, you can hear all the audio from the show, and our clip library is, like, enormous. It's just huge, man. It's big. Man, you ought to see it. It is just freaking huge. And if you get your backstage pass, honey, all you got to do is just, you know, get that thing, man, and we'll show it to you. Just go to www.philhenryshow.com. That's www.philhenryshow.com. Coming up, the release of our 2005 CD, Are You For Real? It's a double set, and all the bread goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. And right now, the 2004 is available on our souvenir thing, too, man. We'll be right back with Mr. Chris Norton and other stuff.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, Chris, I got you on the line here, man. We'll talk a little bit about what you... that's Bud, would you please get the ballpark out of there, okay?
We're still patched in it at Angel Stadium.
We're not patched in at Angel Stadium. That's a sound effect tape. Where is Mr. Is that you, Mr. Norton?
Hi, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing real good, Mr. Norton. Thank you.
Okay, you. Where are you right now?
Right now, we're in our offices in Hermosa Beach, over Jermaine Norton Productions. So.
Okay, I wanted to get your call here because Bud said that you called concerning Jessica Simpson. Do you have some information?
No, sir, I don't. I was just calling to know if you had a phone number on her or anything like that. You know,
do I have her phone number?
Yes, sir. I'll tell you the reason why I'm calling is because I heard that she's, I guess she's free and no one's come at her yet, so...
Well, I don't know if she's free.
Well, if I explain myself to you, roll that back. Yeah, roll it back. I'd like to explain myself to you. My name is Chris Norton. I'm a telemarketer, but I'm also involved in the adult film business. But I have been a great admirer of Ms. Simpson, and now that she's not with that gentleman no more, I just wonder if no one's come at her, I'd like to... you know, ask her out for a cocktail or maybe a dinner or something.
Well, I don't know how to help you.
But because you have a radio show, does she ever call in or anything like that?
No, sir. I don't think Jessica Simpson's ever called my show. Her sister signed a poster for us once, but, I mean, that's no big thing.
The reason why I say it, Mr. Henry, is as I said, I'm also in adult films, but... I also am a entertainer, and I've written a dance to one of her songs.
It's pretty good. He played it for me.
Hold on, Bud. You've written a dance?
Yes, sir, I have. She did a song called These Boots Are Made for Walking, and I changed the title a little bit to, I call it These Boots Are Made for Sex.
These Boots Are Made for what?
These Boots Are Made for Sex.
For sex?
Yeah. And one of these days, and I wrap it up, one of these days, these boots are going to have sex with you. And
so you got this dance, huh?
Yeah, he did it, and it's pretty good.
Do you want to do it?
Excuse me, do you want to do it? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I do.
Okay, I tell you what. I don't know how you do a dance on the radio.
Well, I can explain the moves. That'd be no problem. I explain it if you want me to.
All right, dude, I guess... Yeah, I guess we can. I tell you what, I'd like to take a break first so I can get the commercials out of the way.
I don't know. What's that?
Commercials are the things that happen in between.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So let's do that, and then we'll come back and we'll do your dance, okay? This is called, what's it called? These boots are made for having sex.
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8668. This is Chris Norton has written a song for Jessica Simpson.
Do you know if anybody's come at her yet?
You know what, man? What do you mean by come at her, man? Isn't that some kind of jailhouse talk? I mean...
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was in prison for a year, but I just was wondering, because I would like to take her out for a cocktail.
Okay, that's great, man. And maybe she'll hear you doing this dance, and maybe she'll call me up and want to go out with you, okay? Okay?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. And what is that, Bud?
I guess it's in a studio or something.
I roll it back, man. I want to see how she looks. Yeah.
Okay, put him on hold, will you? It's disgusting. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And so you got this movie that... what is that that's going on in the background?
I'm sorry?
What am I hearing in the background?
Oh, we're just editing a movie that we saw last night. If you might remember, Mr. Henry, I was on your program. We shot a movie in Chatsworth called Fahrenheit 69.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I remember. You don't want to put her in a movie, do you?
Oh, no. I'm just very interested in... I would like to say, if she's listening right now, if Ms. Simpson's listening right now, my name is Chris Norton. I am... probably the best looking man that you'll see. I'm not trying to talk about myself or nothing, but I am pretty hot. And I've written a song, if I could do it.
Okay, this is a, you haven't written the song.
No, she wrote it, or she didn't write it, but somebody else wrote it, but I did it. I'm doing it. I'm going to do a dance to it. Put the phone down. Okay, Lance, turn that off, man. Turn it off.
Why?
Just turn it off, because I'm on the radio right now.
Jesus.
Okay.
It's okay, man. He's just my manager. I mean, I'm not gay or anything. He's just.
Okay, no, that's fine. All right, Bud, did he give you the song?
Yeah, he sent it over.
It makes me wonder why these people who send over these records don't just stay here and do this stuff while they're here.
Well, I just sent it over to Federal Express.
Oh, over, okay. Well, let's roll it.
Okay. Okay. First thing I do is I stand there, I shimmy my shoulders back and forth, and I'm snapping my finger, and I'm shimmying my shoulders back and forth. Okay, now I go into a full somersault and handstand. Okay, and I'm handstand, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Now I flip back on my feet, and now I start walking forward, snapping my fingers, just kind of shuffling forward, shimmying my shoulders back and forth. And now I turn around, and now I'm walking the other way, and I'm shimmying my shoulders, and I'm snapping my fingers. It's very, very hip. Okay, turn the music off. Turn the music off for a second.
Turn it off, bud.
What?
Turn it off, man.
I want to say also, Mr. Mario, these, like I said last time on your show, these moves are patented, so no one can take them.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead. Can we continue?
Go ahead. Okay. Now I'm shimming my shoulders back and forth, and I'm walking forward, and I'm snapping my finger, snapping my finger. Now I turn around 360, and I shimmy my shoulders, and now I'm walking forward, and I'm snapping my finger.
Well, all you're doing...
Hold on, man. God, hold on. Kill the music, man. What?
Nothing, man. It just sounded like all you were doing was shimmying your shoulders, snapping your finger, and walking back and forth.
Yeah, but there's a move I'm going to do. Okay, play it. Okay, now I jump and I stand. I'm staring straight at the audience. Now I'm shimmying my shoulders and snapping my fingers. I'm walking toward the audience, okay? Now I do a full 360 jump, and now my back is to the audience, and I'm walking forward away from the audience, snapping my finger and shimmying my shoulders, okay? Now I do a full 360 jump.
Yeah.
And now I walk toward to the audience, and I'm snapping my fingers until finally I get right up close to Miss Simpson, who would be there, hopefully, with what she would be there, and I'm almost... to the point where our lips touch, and right as the song ends, I go, yeah. So that's, and I also have a couple moves, too.
Jesus, I thought it was over.
Okay, so what I do is I ride the pony, and I stir the pot of love, and I just basically make love to the crowd, you know.
You do what?
Kill the music, man. What?
What do you do?
I said I stir the pot of love.
You stir the pot of love. And you're going to have Jessica Simpson there.
Hey, man, listen to the song, okay? Does it sound like she's doing something really... I mean, that song is not good, man. I put her in one of my movies, man. I'll work her. Yeah. Yeah.
You're just a white slaver, you scumbag.
Hey, look, man, she's going to need a way to make a living. And if you call this making a living... Your mom.
Well, you know, you got a lot of judgment there, pal, for a guy sitting in a garage someplace screening some stupid home cam video you made of your girlfriend having sex with one of your other friends.
Oh, is that what she's doing? Oh, you're right.
What a moron. 1-800-449-8686. What are you doing, bud?
I kind of like this.
Jesus. The dude on the wah-wah pedal, just his foot must have fallen off after so many of those things. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, here's a really cool article. Smoking is back in with kids. Yes! Apparently, seriously, this is how the New York... Well, it's from the New York Times, so maybe it's completely made up. I mean... I'll bet you, because it's out of the New York Times, the guy was sitting there just thinking of the most outrageous, unbelievable Hmong he could possibly just start pouring into his word processor. And I know, kids dig cigarette smoke. All right, boom. Smoking is back in by Nicholas Baklavar. That's the guy's name. Seriously, I'm looking. Nicholas Barco Lounger. It's something like that. I don't know. And a cat is saying that smoking is now very hip with kids. Now, I don't know what kids he's talking to. My kids are totally down on it because, why are they down on it? I guess they've been brainwashed. Well, naturally. You know, that D.A.R.E. program, which I still don't know what it stands for, but I know it's a really good program. D.A.R.E., you've seen it around. D.A.R.E. is a program that at our kids' school, they got to do it by the fifth grade, I think. They have to take their D.A.R.E. education. Now, if the kid is reasonably healthy and comes from a reasonably good home, it's going to sink in, some of that stuff. It isn't going to mean he's never going to try a cigarette. It may not even mean he's not even going to try smoking a joint. But he's going to be a healthy human. He's going to be a healthy adult. He's not going to be abusive, and he's not, you know, he's going to get the destructive side effect of it. But if somebody's like a total hophead from birth, it ain't going to help him at all. Now, my kids, they have been down on cigarettes, man, since the day I met them. I mean, my daughter, you know, What was it my son said the other day when he got my car? He says, oh, man, it smells like ass. And he wouldn't get in the car. I'm like, fine, dude, walk. And my daughter's completely not digging it either, you know. So that's why I'm quitting on her birthday, which is the 24th, which I said I would. Which, if I go back on that promise, then I have got to be the lowest thing on earth. Believe me when I tell you, I'm lower than Hitler. I'm lower than whale dung. How can you make a promise to a little girl that you're going to quit smoking on her birthday and then go back on it? You got to be some kind of a... What's that, bud? Marlboros, only $15 a carton? Great. Go get me a... No, really. Researchers are finding that most isolated smokers, those who named no friends at all in the class, were more likely to become smokers. Or isolated students, that is. They speculate that those adolescents who are isolated from their own classmates may have friends in other grades. Ah, who cares? Let them get lung cancer. Woo! Like that, man. And here's an email from a cat named Matt, and he says, Dear Phil, I was on an airplane the other day. Thank you and goodbye. He says, I was on an airplane the other day, and I found myself thinking about your show. Boy, talk about not having any life. Oh, my God. Then, oddly enough, you were talking about plane rides and kids. I'm only telling you this because the other day you mentioned that you would be accepting bid ideas. I think it may be good to have General Johnson Jameson on saying how he thinks it's unnecessary that children cry on airplanes and that he has a solution. Over the next couple of minutes, it comes out that he's drugged children in order to make them fall asleep on the aircraft to make his ride more enjoyable. I can hear him saying now, well, it isn't so much putting a kid to sleep like a dog as it is putting them to bed. Anyway, also, I wouldn't mind hearing you say on your... Get out of here, man. Your ideas blow. But thanks for listening. Good God. Here's a general email that went to 9 million people, including Howard Stern, Ray Taliaferro, some other guy, every cat in talk radio, right? And he thinks I'm going to read this whole thing. And then I realized I agreed with most of it. It's about how black people really ought to get their act together and get jobs. Thank you very much, sir. Now, I just said that for you, bud.
Yeah, I know you're kidding.
Yeah, you really do need some help, man, if you buy into crap like that.
Little guy made some sense.
He didn't make any sense. He's a jackass. Your show really cracks me up. This is from a guy named John. Good work. Bobby Dooley is upset because her oldest son has started to like a girl from his school. This is another lousy idea. Thank you very much, sir. And here's a guy that sent me three whole pages on an author named Ted Bell. The guy is a guy who writes mystery novels. Isn't it funny that his name is Ted Bell, just like your guy that owns a steakhouse? And he sends me three pages that he Googled. All right. And thanks a lot for that alfalfa stuff, man. Oh, I don't mean the guy that was in the Little Rascals. I mean the stuff that Bud just dried out and smoked. No, thank you very much for the alfalfa material. Turns out that alfalfa's dead. Whether he got stabbed or shot, I don't know. Poor kid. The poor kid. That poor guy and the rest of those poor little kids with his oiled up hair and that cow lick. And the next thing you know, he's 32 years old trying to get $50 so he can get his toot on. All a guy wants to do is get his load on. Goes to get $50 from some guy that owes it to him, and what's he get for his trouble? He gets blasted coming through the door. And who makes off with all the money? That guy, that Hal Roach dude. You ever heard of that guy? If you go down to Venice, and you go down Venice, on the left-hand side, you're going to see, they don't call it, it used to be Laird International Pictures. It's a mansion. I don't know what the hell it is now. It used to be Hal Roach Studios. Now, that guy, Hal Roach, made a bundle of cash. You know who he was? He's the guy that had Laurel and Hardy and all those Little Rascal kids. Well, guess what? The Little Rascals are out trying to pick up cigarette butts. Oliver Hardy got buried in a piano crate. Stan Laurel wound up in an apartment out in Santa Monica, and that Hal Roach dude, last time I saw him, was on the front end of some anthology of Laurel and Hardy flicks, and he's sitting out at a yacht at Catalina having a big, tall, cold one with lots of ice. What a douche. I don't care if he is 100 years old. Is he dead yet?
Well, he's 100. It won't be long now.
I don't know, man. George Burns hung on. Well, not for, well, George Burns was a great guy. As was a lot of them guys that are 100.
Yeah, well said.
Thank you. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.